FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM. I'm your host, Cockers, and shortly we'll be bringing you highlights and reaction from Sunday's Phoenix Trophy match with Dragoons FC at Broadhurst Park. But before that, it's to last Tuesday night in North Manchester as the Reds hosted Warrington Rylands in the league. And for all the build-up now, let's hand over to the FC Live team shortly before kick-off.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Broadhurst Park. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here for, well, a replay of a league fixture. FC United taking on Warrington Rylands, a match which was abandoned a couple of Saturdays ago due to, well, torrential rain in the North Manchester area. And speaking of North Manchester, a big hello to our listeners on North Manchester 106.6 FM this evening. Hope you're all having a lovely evening. And a big hello as well to the regulars of the Armchair Army listening to us across the world on fc-radio.co.uk. Now, we're going to be handing over to our Speedio audiences as well shortly, because this match is being streamed live on Speedio this evening. And you'll be able to hear the dulcet tones of Mr. James Quinn on Speedio, but you can hear him now, a bit earlier, on the radio. Hello, James. Welcome.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Obviously, the big breaking news, in case listeners didn't catch Neil Reynolds' interview, Luke Griffiths.
Off to Curzon.
Yes.
And, well, that's the end of an era. Been with the club many, many times. Gifted player. Sometimes, occasionally frustrating, but... great talent, and sorry to see him go. And it's Curzon might have waited a day, mightn't they?
What Neil's frustration was.
Ring him today if he'd wait till tomorrow, then.
But Luke is here saying his goodbyes this evening as he makes his way up to the National League North. Leaves a team that really could do with a win, or just a positive performance, really, after Saturday against Workington. It was just very flat, wasn't it? Two unfortunate goals conceded, yeah, in a 3-1 defeat on Saturday.
It was indeed, and Dante Gabinon was a plus, back from injury, started well, he scored, nice composure to score that goal, but there was not a great deal of cohesion, so we say, in the team. There was, and by the end the team did seem flat and lacking in confidence, really. There was that kind of fight that you sometimes expect towards the end of a game.
Obviously that flatness and nervousness, I mean, DJ Willen, poor lad. The first goal's ridiculous when you watch it, and also very unlucky with the clearance. He just didn't get off the ground, did he, for the third goal. His confidence has taken a knock. Scott Maloney has come in, a player with links to Barrow. His last clubs were, I think, Geisler and Nantwich at the start of this season, so a bit of Football League experience there at the younger age. I think he's about 22, but that's something. He just to take DJ Willen out of things a little bit tonight.
Yeah, I think so. And to see how this goalkeeper copes, that's been quite a few changes from when FC were playing this fixture, less than 3 weeks ago, and most of them enforced with, obviously, Griffiths passing from the club.
Curtis Jones having to be thrown in tonight,
yeah,
as well.
Well,
because Lafferty's taken a knock. So it doesn't get any easier.
No, it doesn't. Well, we'll have to hope that it isn't too early for Curtis Jones. It's obviously an emergency measure, because I think Curtis was expecting to play on Sunday in the Phoenix Trophy. And he's obviously been brought back sooner simply because of a lack of alternatives, really. Opportunity, though, for a few players to make their mark.
Yeah, absolutely. We've still got that problem, haven't we, of the forward line. And, you know, Gabidon isn't 100% fit. And tonight we're going with Gabidon, McLaughlin, Bennett and Woodcock to try and get more goals on the board, essentially.
Yeah, it is. It's not a big forward line, is it? It's very much a defeat group of players. McLaughlin, I thought, had a decent game on Saturday. He's got something about him, as Dec McLaughlin, and it's an opportunity for him. I think that's the way the players have got to look at it. It's an opportunity to stake a claim and show what they can do in the absence of various other more heralded players.
And Paul, are you ready to talk now?
You're
good.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about tonight's opponents?
Well,
it's 12 months now since they lost away from home. It was March 2023 at somewhere else.
Good. I think. No, that'll work.
The side that's already been relegated. There you go.
Mask.
Yes.
Good.
Very formidable. Although, as you've mentioned already, things have changed a bit since they came here for the abandoned game. They've lost the manager. They had a player sent off in the only game they played. They lost it at home 4-1. So they are managerless at the moment. You never know how players are going to react to that.
Well, we've seen it with Lancaster. You know, Grandy and Teague came in after Mark Fell left, and now Lancaster are knocking on the door of the playoffs. It was a great run under two senior players in the team, so it can have a positive effect, that's for sure. Right, I think the Speedio viewers are now ready, so let me welcome them to this broadcast. Hello to our viewers on Speedio. Hello to our listeners on North Manchester 106.6 FM and FC Radio. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, FC United against Warrington Rylands in the Northern Premier League on a Tuesday night under the floodlights. And here's your expert commentary team of Stato Paul. And a big welcome back to James Quinn.
So now Bennett on the left flank on the halfway line. Aaron Bennett tries to find his man, but it gets a deflection. But good work from Gabidon. Gabidon left for his shot. Fine shot. Rebound Woodcock. Oh, my goodness me. Misses a great opportunity. Fine shot by Gabidon. Full stretch save by Pilling. And Woodcock, maybe his best option was try and chip the diving keeper there, but instead he tried to flick it. FC have a throw by the corner flag right hand side. It's a nice position for FC on the right hand side. Curtis Jones is up there, Charlie Oliver joining him, Palinkas in there, Woodcock in there, and Munro too. Either McLaughlin or Gabidon will take this free kick. Five red shirts to aim at. McLaughlin, nice looking ball, but well defended. On the volley! Oh! It's Charlie Oliver! It's 1-0 FC! It was nodded out and taken superbly on the volley by Charlie Oliver into the top corner. No chance for Luke Pilling. And lots of hugging going on down there in the FC dugout. And why wouldn't there be? And I think FC, decent value for that, Paul. FC have kind of warmed in to this contest. Looked the better side in the last sort of 10, 15 minutes, and they now have a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I think they've grown into the game a bit, and they've gradually caused Rylands a few more problems. They've squandered some good positions around the box, and to be fair, that ball that was drilled in there didn't find a red shirt, but the clearance was poor. Charlie Oliver volleyed it in like a striker.
It's going to be the top three goals of the season. I'm not committing to the top, but that was special.
Very good, Charlie Oliver. So, with a minute to go to half-time, FC United 1, Rylands 0. Defending to do for FC. There's two in the wall. Tried to surprise Scott Maloney previously. This time, it's a cross coming. It's a nice one, and it's Adams, and it's offside. Well,
that was a bit of sharp flagging there, I would say.
Well, I tell you, it was a perfect cross. Adams made the perfect run, and there was a unchallenged. And I don't think he could have been offside, can he?
He's having a quick word with the assistant, the referee.
If there was another player that was in offside position that was deemed to be too close to the keeper, but
well, the referee presumably is not.
Oh, it's a goal. Well, the referee's overruled.
That's unusual.
Very unusual. It's 1-1 here. Players demanding an explanation here.
Well, normally an assistant, if an assistant flags, the referee normally accepts that flag, doesn't he? And he says, yeah, you had a good view of it, you've given it.
Very unusual. Well, FC were the victim of some curious decisions a couple of games ago.
Renault's in trouble now. He's going to get a yellow for complaining.
Free kick to FC. Decent position, left-hand side. Six, seven shirts in the box or just on the edge. Can FC strike back straight away and retake the lead? And it comes. Decent looking delivery. And it's a real chance. But it's a volley by McLaughlin. Now it's cleared. Curtis Jones had a golden chance and he just couldn't direct his header. Jones now coming forward. Out to the left flank. Guy Hall under pressure from Adams. Loses the ball cheaply. Now it's Motori into the box from the right hand side. Guy Hall recovers. Motori scores! And it's a sloppy piece of play, uncharacteristically, that surrenders possession. And Motori gets on the end of it, shoots, hits the underside of the bar, goes in, and Rylands with a 2-1 lead. Bennett under pressure, going backwards, keeps the ball. Now it's Charlie Oliver. Oliver through, Munro. Nice ball right inside Ferguson, getting it across in. Ferguson, he holds it up. McLaughlin with a low ball in. To bring it away was Brock back, but only as far as Bennett, edge of the box. Bennett thinking about a shot, trying to slide it through. Bennett again. Now it's McLaughlin. Cross. Oh, just wide. Kept in play. Bobbling around, but they will clear their lines. Now Ferguson into the box, trying to drive in. Ferguson shoots. It's blocked. Trevon Bryan, FC, putting the pressure on. Bryan, can he get a cross in? Goes in again. It's nodded clear. McLaughlin. Bennett shoots. Bobbling around, shouts for handball, nothing doing. Now on the turn is Gilboy. It's outside the box. Trevon Bryan. Bryan now. Bryan trying to sneak his way in, can't do so. Motore. Hardcastle. The clearance, but it's blocked. Ferguson. Left footed shot, nodded away. I have to give credit to the Rylands defence as they try and break away now. Hardcastle. And now it's a 50-50. And Guy Hall gets in the way. And Ennis is back there, playing it back to his keeper. The ball goes out of play for a throw to FC. Two added minutes to go. FC United 1, Rylands 2. Can they get the ball upfield? No, they can't. They lose possession. Coquelin, great work from Bennett. But now Motore and Bennett again. And then Ennis just clears it anywhere will do slightly. And now it's Ferguson wins that ball well over halfway. Ferguson, square ball infield. Bennett, who is everywhere but is outnumbered and loses possession. Played downfield. Jones. Curtis Jones for FC towards the halfway line. Ennis now on the left flank. Ennis plays it forward. McLaughlin on the turn. Can FC create one last chance? Gilboy flicks it across to Bryan. Into the box. Bryan, cross coming in. And I didn't quite find the direction. Bryan again with another cross, maybe. Bryan, low cross in near post. Well, he went for the near post, which was a bit ambitious. And then there's a bit of pushing and shoving, which will just help to run down the clock. Surely Oliver's just got to play this downfield and hope to find a red shirt somehow. Doesn't do so. The ball is loose. And there goes the final whistle. And Rylands have won. And a demoralising defeat for FC, 1-0 at half-time. And then a curious incident where a goal by Joe Adams, he found the net from a cross. The ball went in the net, but linesman's flag was up. The referee overruled that. And then later on, surrendering of possession led to the second. And a final score here of FC United and Manchester 1, Warrington Rylands 2.
FC Live there from Tuesday evening. And so on to Sunday's match in Group C of the Phoenix Trophy as FC United hosted Dragoons of Krakow at Broadhurst Park. And shortly before kick-off, Ben caught up with manager Neil Reynolds.
Neil, big thank you for joining us on a Sunday afternoon for a change. How's this week gone?
It's been good. Obviously, the more I watch that goal back, you know, the worse it becomes. And I've no idea if he can. Yeah, I know what he was. I'm not sure that he can even think about trying to justify his decision. And when you watch it back, it gets even worse, doesn't it? And their manager rang me on Wednesday and basically said sorry. Said he'd never said anything like it. I said, you've only been managing two games. I said, wait till you've had about 10 years. That's probably as bad as it I've ever seen.
There's a bar though, isn't there? I mean, there's Workington away.
But for a, you know, I'm not a big fan of VAR, but for a referee to overrule from the edge of the box in line, I mean, it's a new one for me. But it is what it is. All we can do is carry on, and you know, if we've got to adopt that siege mentality, we do what we do.
I was going to say, because you can go one of two ways with it. You can go under with it, or you can use it to your advantage, and that appears like you're going to fill your boots in the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, we're not going under with it. You know, we can be whatever we want to be, and you know, I've used a number of truths this season about where we've been, but you know, when we haven't been fortunate enough to get our better players out, you want a little bit of luck. But you know, if we haven't had it, we haven't had it, and maybe it's been one of them seasons. But what we won't do is ever use that as an excuse. We're ready for today, we're ready for Atherton, we're ready for Baseford, and we'll keep going. And you know, maybe I will, before the end of the season, you know, kind of be able to say that's what the side can do when we get that side out on the pitch, and we don't need poor refereeing decisions or poor luck. We just get our side back on there, and hopefully, you know, we can start winning games.
So how's training been this week? Because the performances, last week's game on Tuesday was pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, it was brilliant, you know, and then we followed up on Thursday, you know, really, really positive performance. We got to go and watch a number of games yesterday, which was brilliant. So
good results.
Yeah, really good results. Yeah. You know, really good results. We were, you know, at one point I was looking at the Bradford result and thinking, come on, Ryland's on. But then, you know, then they went and scored. And listen, it is that point where I'm not saying you're looking over your shoulder. You like to think that we don't need to look that way, but you never know. And when you witness what you witness on Tuesday night, you can never take anything for granted. So we just want to win a couple of games, you know, and the future. You know, when I said the future, the next couple of weeks is looking very rosy. You're going to have CJ hopefully playing back-to-back games today. Dante's not available today, but we'll be back. Donners will be back next Saturday. Right. Big Jan suspended today, he'll be back. And then Jordan Buckley's only a couple of days, you know, maybe a week away from returning. You know, with that, we've lost Trevon Bryan this week. Trevon's gone back to Bolton. He's in the last 4 to 6 weeks of his contract, and I think it's good for him to be around. But you know, when I can get them players back, you know, there will be no excuses, because they're as good as anything. But we've just got to wait for that to happen. But in terms of today, Ben, you know, this is the most crucial game, because if anyone else tells me they've booked a flight to Lake Garda, we aren't qualified, I'm like, oh my word. So, you know, in terms of pressure, we've got pressure on us, because...
Are you out protected?
Yeah, no, I'm out protected, yeah. We definitely don't want to be going to Lake Garda just for a bit of sun. We want to be competing in it. So today's a big, big game. And, you know, I've looked at the table, and today is vital that we win. And not vital we win to qualify, vital that we win and take chances and hopefully get a few goals to get smiles on people's faces again and get us ready for a big, big, big way ahead.
How are you setting up for this afternoon's game?
So Big George is back, which is great, after his two-game ban. He'll have a back four in front of him of Joe Ferguson at the right back, Guy at left back, CJ and Charlie Oliver. And then in front of that, Charlie Ennis is back, who will captain the side today. I think he's only missed one Phoenix Cup game, which was devastating, but great, great record. And then in front of that, you'll have Dent McLaughlin and Charlie Munro. And then as a top three, we'll go Max down the middle, Benno off one side and Keelan Swales on the other, which means we've got Lafferty, who's failed the fitness test, he's not right. Lewis Gilboy's failed the fitness test, who's not right, but we'll be on the bench. Don Doyle, Bob Jammer and DJ. So people, you don't need to be rocket scientists to work it out. We've got six or seven out at the minute, but we're looking forward to this game, and you know, it feels quite nice to have the girls playing on, you know, the side of Manchester at Stockport, us playing here today. And it'd be great if we could all come together at the end with the girls winning. Hope they do, because obviously that's a survival mission as well, and us winning today, and that's what we want.
And obviously there's plenty of FC celebrities here as well. Some I think could do a job, if we're being honest, Neil. Still should be a good atmosphere off the pitch today.
Great to see the ex-players here today, and listen, that's the other bit of pressure today, because you don't want them sat here and not enjoying it and going, that side's this, that side's not that. And you know, I'm not sure, I'm not certain they will do, but George Hayden's done a great job in informing the ex-players association, and I want them to come back today and have a really good day. You know, and then, like I said, afterwards, if the girls can be here, the boys can be here, the ex-players can be here, the sports can be here, it could be a really good day. And if we qualify as well, it adds to the day as well.
McLaughlin, nice ball now. Chance here for Munro, scores. Nicely done there. Very nicely weighted pass from McLaughlin. And having just enough space there, it's Charlie Munro, and he finished it nicely. No chance for the keeper. And FC United 1, Dragoons 0, and that'll settle the home side, Paul.
The perfect start for the home side.
FC pressing very well there and making it very difficult for the Polish side. Here's Bennett in the area, FC back in possession. Bennett with a right-footed shot and a slight deflection, and in it goes, 2-0. Just brushed the back over one of the Krakow defenders there. It was a fine shot, and Bartolome unable to get a hand to it, and FC now taking fairly firm control here. It's FC United 2, Krakow Dragoons 0. We played just around about 12 minutes here. But FC with this two-goal lead as we approach the quarter-hour mark, looking to make it three from this free kick from the right-hand side, which Charlie Ennis will take. Nodded down by Woodcock and Jones, and it's 3-0. Jones just goes through there. There's a nice header from Woodcock, kind of diving header, and it was Jones who was alert, really.
It was rather statuesque in the six-yard box, I'm afraid. And there was only Jones that reacted.
And here's Munro. Munro scored the first of FC's three. Out to the right-hand side. Here's Ferguson raiding. Queuing up here. Ferguson's cross. It's hooked away, but not very convincingly. Munro to make it four. From the edge of the box, a weak clearance here. And then Munro just took control of it neatly and placed it perfectly. And with 16 and a half minutes played, it's FC United 4, Dragoons of Krakow 0. Well, one team that won't like what's going on is Vinsky. I mean, they're fairly unlikely that Vinsky could have somehow qualified from this point. But if this turns into a cricket score, then there's really nothing that Vinsky can do. Swales, nice ball forward. Woodcock across there for Bennett. Bennett here with a real chance. Bennett. Surely, Bennett hesitates and scores. Good composure there, Bennett. I thought he was slightly over-elaborating there, but he just kept his composure, waited for the right moment and stroked it past Bartolome. And finally, FC have a fifth goal. Two goals now for Bennett. Bartolome wearing the number 83. Plays it out to the left flank, and great work from Keelan Swales. In comes the cross. Drobny's clearance, Woodcock trying to get hold of the ball, edge of the box. Ferguson now. Ferguson chipping the cross in. It's blocked and cleared, but not entirely convincingly. Ferguson thinks about it, right footed shot, it goes in. Keeper went the wrong way there. Dragoons making a bit of a hash of that. And good opportunism from Ferguson. Fine shot, crisply executed, and it's number six. For FC, first goal for Ferguson. First goal for FC for Ferguson.
Yeah, Paul. It's a well-drilled low strike.
Bennett. He's thinking about a left-foot shot. Oh, McLaughlin with a right footer. Five in the wall and a player laid down behind that. McLaughlin, nice. Oh, perfect. Number seven. That really was. Full stretch for Bartolome. And I suppose there's got to be a question about the wall in a situation like that, Paul. But... really was absolutely perfectly placed. Nice ball now. Gilboy, low cross in. It's going to be a tap-in for Bennett. Bennett has a hat-trick. And FC United have an 8-0 lead. Ennis, first-time ball. Gilboy, right footed. Hits the underside of the bar. Unlucky, but Bennett for the rebound. Fourth goal for him. And FC United move into a 9-0 lead. Well, the record could be on here, Paul. 12-0, FC beat Cuenca Metalistas in last season's competition. They're 9-0.
Well, Gilboy has yet to score for FC, and he got very close there with the underside of the bar.
Vozaniliek plays it infield. Good dummy. Samyanov. Shot from the edge of the box, perhaps. But closed down and cut out there. Drobny for Obosko. And Doyle with some defending to do all of a sudden. Now Woodcock on the break is Jammer. Good pass from Woodcock. Jammer with number 10, surely. And he does it. Bob Jammer, first goal, I think, for FC. And it's a lovely, real composure there. Flicks it over. Keeper helped to make his mind up by starting to dive. And Jammer just flicked it over him. It's FC United 10. Krakow Dragoons 0. Record definitely on here.
It was a well-crafted goal.
Through there to Munro. Munro flicks it out right-hand side. Chance here for Keelan Swales to make it number 11 and his first goal for FC. A record very much on there. Took it in nicely. Infield put it onto his left foot and just placed it perfectly to the keeper's left. FC United 11. Krakow Dragoons 0. Now Smits on the left flank. Good work from Jammer. And now Munro. Munro through to Bennett. Chance for number five. G- Gilboy's across to his left, and Gilboy to make it 12. David Gilboy, Ennis now, Ennis, Bennett, 13. The ruthlessness of FC, and Bennett with number 5 for himself.
Well, there's the record. That's an FC record in the Phoenix, and a Phoenix record.
Keelan Swales, flocks it for Gilboy, waiting, taking it neatly. Gilboy into the box. Gluttonous are FC Munro. Chance for a hat-trick. Yes, 14. Munro gets a hat-trick. And the referee blows the whistle at full-time. FC United, 14. Krakow Dragoons, 0. Aaron Bennett with 5 goals. A hat-trick for Charlie Munro. And then a whole queue of players. Curtis Jones, Bob Jammer, Keelan Swales, Lewis Gilboy, and it really has been a feast.
Well, there's the old cliche, you can only beat that's what's put in front of you, and FC have ticked all the boxes this afternoon. I can't see a way they can't qualify now for the semi-finals. I think it's mathematically impossible, virtually, for Binsky.
If I was a pedant, Paul, I'd say it's mathematically improbable.
Yes.
It's not impossible. But
considering that we're playing in one of those games, I would say it's impossible.
Okay.
I don't think that we would ship that many goals against them somehow.
So, a welcome to Krakow Dragoons, who will go to the SMRE for a warm reception. Referees the officials leave the field. And FC United have done what they needed to do and more. 14-0, the final score. 9 goals in the second period. And as Paul assures us, FC now full steam ahead, Lake Garda. So, Neil, thanks for joining us. Were you pleased with the ruthlessness of your team in the second half?
Very much so. The 13th goal was exquisite. It was really good. And you say what you want. You know, we were 5-0 up after 15 minutes. City were 5-0 up in midweek in the Champions League after 15 minutes. It's about being ruthless. And I thought today, some of our patterns of play, forget who you play, the goals were good. And I was really pleased with the lads' application and attitude.
Pleased, though, for... And just looking at the young players at Kebab Jammy... looks a very composed player. And Dom Doyle, first appearance for him, he looks like a centre-half, doesn't he?
Old-fashioned centre-half. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we said on the bench. You know, but these lads are coming through and they're in around the first team. They're training with us. We're developing them. I thought Jammer's goal was excellent. You know, the confidence to lift it over. And then I like what he tried to do after that. You know, young Maxi didn't score today. And he tried to roll Max in and probably could have took another one himself. But this is what... games are four, you know, the academy lads are very much part of what we're doing at the minute, and there's two or three of them springing up in around the first team, and if they can have a good pre-season, who knows? So good game for them both to come into today.
And sparing a thought for Max Woodcock, who was he could do with being a bit taller a couple of times and just couldn't get on the end of it. Had one disallowed, slightly offside. Just wasn't his day, was it?
His work rate's tremendous, his quality's there. But when you're going through a Barron's patch, that's what happens to strikers. In other games, you know, it hits you off your shin and goes in. It wasn't to be for Maxi today, but his performance was still positive. And we were desperate for him to score, and it never happened for him.
Aaron Bennett, 5.
Good player. Crowd like him. He's going to get fit, and he's got a lot of work to do in pre-season. He knows that. But he's got real quality, and you can see 12 months ago why he was in and around the championship team. But he's got to get fit, you know, and it's no good just doing it on days like today. He's got to do it in the league because he's got that much quality. He's got to be taking them opportunities, but we've got him in the ranks, and we know that, you know, with a good pre-season, we can get him fit and be a really exciting player for FC.
He seems the sort of player who's got a bit more time.
He's clever. He's two, three passes ahead of everybody else. He's so clever. And the only thing that's holding him back at the minute is his fitness. He hasn't had a pre-season. He's had a stop-start season because he was on the bench a lot at Warrington. But he's gonna lose a stone and over pre-season. He's gonna get himself fit. He's gonna do a lot of one-to-one work, a lot of physical work, and he'll come back an even better player next year. And he's a player that you can see going back into the league. But he knows he's got a lot to do discipline-wise.
Guy Hall, though, just. this really dependable figure increasingly on the left flank. Distribution as well as, you know, as a defender.
I'd be amazed come the end of the season if there isn't an award for him. You know, he's fantastic. And, you know, again, I'll stand here and say it. You know, players are there lower down. You've got to get him in. You've got to be prepared to give him time and do the work with him. And you can see what a great player he's turning into at 21, 22. And, you know, will we keep him forever? No. You know, he's a left back of real quality. And he's got a way to go. He's got to work on his final decision. You know, his final delivery. Can he beat the first man? But as a left back, there's not a great deal better. And I think complementing that now with Joe Ferguson, you know, been after that right back slot, I think he's done really well on the other side. And the two of them will complement each other. And when we can get back to our preferred style of playing, a 4-2-3-1 or a 4-3-3, I think our two fullbacks will be paramount to how we play. But you can see today, you know, young Joe getting forward and scoring, and Guy getting forward at every opportunity and delivering menacing balls today.
Hall and Gavidan, you must be very proud that you've taken players from quite some way down, and they really have developed here under your tutelage at FC.
We do loads of work with the players, and we can see a talent, and we know, you know, which pond we've got to go and kind of, if you will, fishing. But that doesn't mean that we'll continue to do that. But when you see a player of Gavidan's, you know, I went to watch him twice, and remember at Longridge Town away he was playing for West Ids, and you can see the way he carried the ball. Was he ready for Northern Premier League football? No, he was a slight figure. He knew he'd have to come sit on the bench. He'd maybe have to go back out alone. He knew he'd have to, you know, kind of do a lot of work in the gym, and he's done that, you know, and we've missed him when he hasn't been here. So, you know, the likes of Dante and Guy coming out the steps that they have done. But there's more. There's Lewis Gilboys, and, you know, there's other players, as Dom Doyle's coming through. But it's what we do. We put a lot of time and effort into these players, and we certainly don't just throw them back out and say they're not good enough, because there is ability there.
Atherton, it's a bit of a bogey ground for FC, not happiest place. What do you need to do to beat them on their patch?
We've got to go and match them toe-to-toe, physically and mentally. That's the first thing. So they're going to be in a cup final like it was here, like it is every time someone plays against us. But we've got to be ready for them. I'm going to watch them on Tuesday night against Bamber Bridge. I'm not sending Brian. I'm not sending Mike. I'm going on my own, so I can then adopt the kind of the training regime on Thursday night. It gives us a good chance to watch. Obviously, two sides we've got up and coming. But what Atherton are, that they're going to dig in. You know, they're certainly not mathematically down yet. I know they got beat yesterday, but they'll look at that game and say, you know, anything's possible. They came here and beat us 2-0. You know, Chaddy's going to want to put another one over on us. So, but it's not about that for me. It's just about us having the quality, having them players, having our shape, having our discipline, being mentally prepared to go there and go and win. You know, and I think I've no reason makes me think we can't do. But if we match them both physically and mentally, you know, we know that the surrounds at Atherton aren't great. We've got to go there and really good mental preparation, mental spirit, and, you know, we've got to nullify their threats in Mansell and Enoch down the middle and stop them on set pieces. But, you know, that's good for us today. You know, I don't care what anybody says, that's brilliant for us today to score goals, and we'll take that hopefully into Atherton next week.
Okay, Neil, well, thanks a million. Congratulations.
Brilliant.
A record for FC, I believe. And enjoy your night, and we'll see you in 6 days' time.
Cheers. Thanks, James.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there. And as discussed, FC are back in league action this week as the Reds travel to Atherton Collieries on Saturday afternoon. Kick-off at Older House will be at 3 p.m. and will, of course, have full live commentary via the FC Radio website as well. And speaking of commentaries, FC Radio will be back at Broadhurst Park this Thursday as FC United's women's team welcome Leeds United to Broadhurst Park. Kick-off on Thursday in the main stadium will be at 7:45 p.m, with our live commentary starting shortly before kick-off for those of you unable to attend in person. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.